Today, as we celebrate Ash Wednesday, it's the signal of the season of Lent. It ushers the season of Lent. And Lent is when the church and Jesus also inviting us to devote or intensify three things: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Why is this so important? Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to 6, our gospel today, explains why. Prayer, because prayer is the expression of faith. When we pray with our hearts and we pray to the heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart. That is why in our first reading in the book of the minor prophet Joel, it says there, rend your hearts and not your garments. Okay? Second, fasting. Why is fasting important? Our gospel says when you fast, don't appear that you are fasting. Because your Father, who knows what you're doing in secret, knows what is really in the intention of our hearts. When we fast, look joyful. Don't look gloomy. Because real fasting means self-denial. And when you deny the self, you actually deny the spirit, the flesh. And you allow the spirit to take over the flesh. That is why it is called self-denial. Third, almsgiving. It doesn't mean that just because we are intense in our prayer and just because we are fasting and we don't have the energy, that it means that we will forget charity. The more we pray, the more we fast, we allow the Spirit to take over us, and the Spirit tells our hearts to be more charitable. And that is why, through prayer and through fasting, will push the person to become more charitable, to give to those who are in need. But the season of Lent will be meaningless unless we really know what is the meaning of this celebration that we're doing tonight, Ash Wednesday. We have to keep in mind and keep in heart the true meaning and true symbol of Ash Wednesday. Why are we being imposed with ashes on our forehead? What does it remind us? It reminds us, and the answer you will find in the two formulas that the minister will use to impose the ashes. One coming from Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. It is when God told Adam and Eve, remember, you are dust, and from dust you shall return. You are mortal beings. You are finite beings. Live our life pleasing to God. That is the challenge. Second, coming from Mark chapter 1, verse 15, the minister will impose, sign you with the cross and say, repent and believe in the gospel. Repentance is always in the Old Testament symbolized by a person putting ashes on his head and wearing sackcloth. And believe the gospel. Jesus is inviting us to repent and make the gospel our rule of life, the gospel our way of life. That is the two symbolisms of ashes, our mortality and the need for repentance. But brothers and sisters, we are not here just to fulfill a tradition. We are here to make a conviction, especially this season of Lent. Two convictions. That we accept that we are mere mortal beings. And because we are mortal, we need redemption. We need salvation. And that is why the words of Genesis chapter 3, verse 19 is very powerful. We are dust, and from dust we shall return. And second, because we are mortal beings, fallen mortal beings, we need repentance. And the only way to sustain that repentance is believe the gospel. Follow the will of God. Allow the gospel to become the rule of life, our way of life. This season of Lent, as we start season of Lent, my prayers for all of us is very simple. May this season of Lent be meaningful for all of us in our prayer, fasting, and acts of charity. But not only that, may this season of Lent and this Ash Wednesday starting tonight be a season of transformation for us in our renewal with the Lord.